Yeah, I want to talk about meters a little bit. I get the fact that somebody's trying to figure out how much water you're using, and that's important information. It's important for the consumer who's actually pumping, as Supervisor Chris brought up. The biggest issue I have is sharing that data with the government because it's not protected information, and it comes back to bite the owner. You can have a leak. I mean, you can, an emergency and end up pumping more through your meter inadvertently, for which the water board is going to come out. If you use more water than what you're supposed to, if that meter is subject to public scrutiny. So how have other counties handled that? Or are they just, you do a PRA request, you can get anybody's meter readings?
That's a good question, and that's the reason why there is a, I mean, there is an interest on, I would say, in both Valley, Scott, and Shasta, on thinking more about meters, but the question is really, how feasible is that? Mm-hmm. Also because of maintaining these meters, getting good data out of these meters, and at the same time, reading what the emergency regulation that the state put out, they want meters everywhere. So,
well, I know the state does.
So basically, I'm wondering, is it better if maybe the county gets started with some kind of process? And that's why I was saying, honestly, my first reaction to meters was, I know that there might be a lot of question about the ministerial less than 2 acre feet wells. And if those are domestic wells, they already come sometimes with a meter. So that's an easy box to check, honestly.
Yeah.
I understand that up wells are a different story.
Yeah, and I know why the state wants that. I just say, it's not that I don't care what the state wants, it's just that I don't represent the state.
No, I understand. I'm not sure they totally, completely, they're not fully aware about the complexity.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to say, is that a meter's not a meter. I mean, a meter assumes 100% of what you take through the meter is actually used by whatever you use. It's like a prime example is this year when, I have ranchers that will pump into a pond, and they'll pump out of that pond for irrigation, but also livestock watering. 100% of what went through that meter is not being consumed by the irrigation practice, nor is it being consumed by the cow. A lot of it's associated with groundwater recharge at that point. Mm-hmm. And the other fallacy with that darn thing is that when the water board promulgated regulations on how much livestock water you could have, it was based on so many gallons per cow. Well, unless you're feeding it right down their gullet, I don't know how you actually get that water to the cow in the amounts. In fact, I have some that just gave up, you know, because they could, because of the conveyance structures, they just, it wasn't enough to hydrate the conveyance structure.
Yeah.
So the meters are not the fantasy that some hope they are. But I want to come back to slide 8, where you threw out a hypothetical about the subdivision that might have 100 wells or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that, from a county perspective, that issue, if we're looking at well separation with 100 wells in a subdivision, that we take that on as part of the approval of a subdivision, you know, and not approve a subdivision and, oh, look, it's not feasible later on because of the well separation there. On the other hand, I find this quite amusing in that if you sunk 100 wells in that area in a concentrated use of water, less than 2 acre feet is going to use quite a bit of water and probably affect public crest. However, if you take the same subdivision and you develop a domestic water supply, it's exempt, which is going to consume the same amount of water. So, pardon me, but I find that quite amusing that the state hasn't looked at the actual water consumption. They're only looking at, you know, a little piece of it. I digress.
No, but you know, it is exempt if it's one well. But really, I think when it comes to a big number.
Well, but what I'm saying is, in the cumulative effect, if you're developing a community water supply, it would be exempt from all this.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, you're right.
This is crazy.
It's a lower density.
Same water consumption.
Supervisor Chris.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I hope I wasn't misunderstood as advocating for well meters or anything. I'm just talking. There's different ways of monitoring without a well meter.
I'm just throwing out there what other counties are doing and how they are answering to the question of double checking that because you know, if we do these studies and let's say you apply for a well and you want to pump, I don't know, 500 gallons per minute, and then we get back to you and say, I'm sorry, 500 is really too much because of the location, because of this, because of that, and then you are limited to 300. That's just hypothetically. Then there is always the need to just come up, okay, 300 means this many acreage, and so you can, you know, if we know exactly where those 300 will be applied, then every year while we do the GSP annual reports, we can double check that things are still green in the same place.
Yeah. And you, of course, update it with like potato crop, which you only would take so much water, and then it's the next year with grain crop, it would take that extra amount of water.
And that's something that you know needs to be done anyway for the GSP, so it's a valid approach.
Guys are open.
You all are asking
my question. Okay. So now I would like to come back to the public since they've heard this presentation, and I'm just wanting to see if anybody wants to comment on what they've heard. And if not, it's okay. I just want to make sure I open that door. Anything online?
Surely not online.
Okay. All right. So.
The good news is drag on the work that Scott Valley and Shasta Valley plans have been adopted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a major accomplishment for the team.
One more thing on just, I'll call it the tool that you provided. What's the cost? I mean, I know that I think through our grant that we
it's
have the money to develop this, but would there be an individual cost to a landowner to access this tool through the county?
So the tool, I think, is not going to be the landowner that access the tool. It's basically the county or us will be running it.
Okay.
And what I've seen in terms of ongoing costs that other counties are applying when they use some similar type of approach, it's just a few hours for a consultant to just double check the numbers, double check that all the information are coming in correctly. So I was discussing with Mendocino County yesterday, and we were looking at something like between $2,000 and $3,000 that might be charged to the applicant just for going through the process and the model be used for simulating what happens with their wells and really looking at the geology, just again doing this exercise of how many wells do you have nearby, and as I said, if they give us the information, it's gonna probably be a discount. So this might be a good way to encourage people to eventually, if they have the information, to give it to us. But some kind of ongoing between $2,000 and $3,000 for really kind of signing off, but the tool will be all paid for.
Okay, thank you. So, Supervisor Chris.
We have to go along with the same path, so I don't interrupt you. I know we have this process we're going through to get this plan. What's the time frame for something to come about that would be a tool we could use?
I think we will try to be as quick as we can for Scott, where we have everything already set up and ready to go. Maybe Shasta will need a little longer, just because. And then build. And for Tule Lake, we need to discuss with the Tule Lake consultants because they have a different model. So we will have to work with them. But I mean, honestly, for Scott, you can have something up and running by early next year, and Shasta maybe a couple of months later, say around spring.
Where I'm at here is, people have a, I'll say the Tule Lake Basin, no rivers or anything flowing through it. There's not a guarantee of what the water year is going to be, from the pilot project. And so a well can be an insurance policy to save a crop, there at the end of the year or so whatnot. And so I know it complicates things. I'd rather just do it all at once. But I don't want the perk to get in the way of the good. Is there a process where we could continue your process? And a lot of people just want to know what the rules are so they can comply with it and get the wells drilled with, compliance with the government's order, public trust, and all those things. And then for a short period of time have this other approach that Mr. Dean's brought up to where there's years out, quite a bit of time, trying to get a well driller, of course, takes time. You're competing with the whole state. California has its regulations to try to get people from the state land coming down. For a short period of time, we could go down the path that Mr. Dean proposed so those folks know what the rules are, they're fully complying with it, the public trust and all those things. And then when the perfect gets in here, we can go down that path too. If I'm clear on that. I just don't want to stop someone from being able to drill the well for a year and wait for a perfect plan when we get a good plan and we can get compliance with what we need.
Yeah, there's still the problem of, of finding, getting up with this hydrogeology report.
Yeah.
Finding somebody that does that, in Shasta, I can see that it might be very tricky. I don't know if somebody wants to stamp on the report that this well is going to be all good. I don't know. And we will see, but, if it happens, there will be just a requirement of thinking about how to evaluate this hydrogeology report, not just that you get it, or will it stamp. There will be some work on double checking that the report is consistent with what the GSP says.
Okay. Anyone else before I ask my question? So to Ms. Reed or Mr. Dean, is there anything that we just heard in this presentation that is applicable to our tabled item that we need to bring in?
I would assume that Mr. Dean would be looking for direction on whether the department should work with the GSA on the implementation of a tool that's described. Recognizing there are probably additional steps,
obviously, that need to
be taken, but he's probably looking for direction in regards to that before returning to the other item.
So we're
or
still
not, Mr. Dean.
Yeah, give me an idea of where we want to go here, so that.
So at this point, we have our guidelines we're working on. We have direction as far as the indemnification agreement piece.
Okay.
Discount debt. Just really want to have buy-in from the board to move forward with Dr. Fulia's methodology.
Okay.
Fortunately, as mentioned, it's paid for, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
We struggle. Other counties have to set aside a lot of dollars to get this achieved.
Right.
This will really move us down the field quite a bit. We can get these matrices in place and drive the public trust conversation.
Okay. I'm supportive of Dr. Fulia's concept of what she's proposed. I know the meter thing is going to be a dicey one, but I think you're talking voluntary, basically. You're not talking mandatory. I know that there are some that want that information to protect themselves, really, but there's still people that will, it's an infringement on privacy. So let's take item 8A, but I guess I want to just real quickly, Mr. Beasley, any comment? Because you were a little bit concerned about which one is which.
Yeah. No, that was a great presentation.
You can come on up. I want to be sure we're covering the base so you.
Yeah, well, I was confused with the we saw there was an ordinance, and you cleared that up for us, which is great. And the one thing I did want to say too, with the modeling and stuff, in our basin, ours isn't paid for. We got denied that grant. So just so you guys are aware of that for any of that stuff. So.
Okay.
But I mean, we've discussed doing with Dean and Matt about the modeling stuff. And so we're not against it. We could have to figure out a way to get there too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
My understanding is, Dr. Fogle, that your this tool that you're presenting would be countywide, though, wouldn't it, under our grant or not?
It's in the grant is basin.
It is, okay.
But, you know, it's a tool and then, you know, can be applied somewhere else.
Okay.
So I can see that 90% of the work can still be done, mm-hmm. and then we will need to work with the consultants for the tool lake for checking.
Thank you. So we're on item 8A. What's the wishes of the board?
I'm in favor of, you know, the meter, I think, is another discussion to have in terms of privacy discussions and those kinds of things. I would hope that as soon as we get up and running, regardless of what the governor does, that this would supplant the procedures that we were talking about in the other item. And I say that because moving forward, what Dr. Foglia has done with the model is it's the scientific application of where we need to be rather than us trying to have a process with data that isn't there to back it up. And that's where I want to get to. And I think, quite frankly, comparing the two different processes, I think there's going to be more intelligent interpretation of the true effects to public trust under the model that isn't there in any other process that we have.
Okay. Anything down here? The only thing that I would add to the, I mean, you gave the example of, I think, Mendocino County and the cost that they're throwing out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough costs out there, and I mean, I know this tool is paid for it, but for me, I'd like to see it, you know, reasonable. And I don't know what that dollar is, but I don't want to create a new bureaucracy to fund. I guess I'll just say it that way.
Yeah.
If we have the tool and we're just accessing that tool to look at the what we're going to do on the permit, yay or nay, I hope it's not thousands of dollars.
But just want to add a little bit of clarification, at least how I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that will be done to create the matrices, basically,
right.
That would still be in the ministerial zone, right? The fees that Dr. Foley was talking about, I believe, is going to be more in the sensitive zone for the public trust doctrine,
mm-hmm.
where it's going to require additional modeling.
Right.
To be done.
Right. Right.
And so that scope of fee would be greatly reduced in a sense.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's what kind of dummy. that's what started going in my mind was cost, and it was cost to the permittee. I heard $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, I know. Sonoma County is $5,000.
Yeah,
but we're Siskiyou.
But we're number one, we're Siskiyou. But then, is there also a cost for the hydrogeologist? And then there's the cost just for the permitting fee. So all of a sudden it was like ching. So,
yeah.
And then is that just a cost for somebody to go from a 100-foot well to a 300-foot if they're just trying to extend the length of the depth of their well? That's a huge amount of money. So we need to really think about what that does to an irrigator for just one well versus, you know, since we can't make new ones, they're just trying to catch up.
Yeah.
That's a giant, giant cost. Is there some way that, what can we do with that? That's huge.
The hydrogeologist actually the hydrogeologist actually is just a choice. I mean, the reason for having this tool is for having people saving the money of the hydrogeologist. Because if this tool does all the tricks, then
they don't have to do that.
No, the hydrogeologist is an applicant choice. If the applicant doesn't like what we do, what the GSA comes up with, or whatever, and they want to have their own hydrogeologist, then they have to pay.
Okay, so
but
it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the tool is paid for, and what I said in the order of 2,000 is just for the county to have some resources, because you know, as long as there are the grants, everything is easy. When the grants go away, we will try to look for other grants.
Right.
Sure, mm-hmm. But it's just. And I know that this is Siskiyou County, that's why I didn't even tell you that Sonoma is asking for 5,000, 6,000, and but in Mendocino we kind of landed into about 2,000, which is probably closer to something that it's acceptable. And it might not even be needed. So it's just in case there is something that the county needs to do, just to cover yourself, basically.
Well, we always like to know. I mean, we don't want to go into this and say yes and then realize that it's going to cost our constituents $10,000 to go through this process. So thanks for the information. We do really appreciate it.
Both of these items are mainly giving, one is the direction, and the second is, you know, again, direction on developing this guideline as well. Is that correct? Yes, because it's going to all come back in some form.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Supervisor Howell?
I guess I do have one question. Given that you've pretty much in some of the zones in Scott Valley, it's pretty clear a production well in some of the zones is going to affect the public trust doctrine. My question, though, since we've made that tie, and that tie was not there scientifically when the adjudication came into place, where some of the wells are tied to the adjudication because they were thought to have been tied to the stream. Do we have any legal jurisdiction to deny a replacement of one of those wells in that zone, even with the effect? Because, and we have no authority, I don't believe, given the model we have, to approve a new well in that adjudication either, now that we've proven that it's tied to the adjudication and flow of the river.
You have insight on that one?
I mean, you can ruminate on that, but, you know, it's just that's what's kind of running through my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, we all run around with hair on fire that, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, you know, we can't do this well here. Well, can anyway.
As far as the governor orders go, governor's order, we can replace for life for life.
Yeah, I'm talking about the complexity of
the
that,
public trust
that particular zone with the public trust doctrine and the adjudication all in one place.
Okay, I took note.
I think you could be just
anything. Anything, Supervisor? All right, so I'm looking for action on item 8A first. I think it's we're giving direction.
Okay.
Am I right?
Didn't we do that?
No, we haven't taken a motion.
We need a motion.
No.
It would be helpful for clarity.
I need board action on 8A.
Okay.
And there is a motion on the recommended on the agenda worksheet.
I would make the recommended motion with the only addition to taking notes that were comments given today.
I have a motion.
I just have to look at the motion. We're taking into consideration the things you brought today without looking at all.
This is the supporting tool. Second, I have a second.
Supervisor Hopp, what's the second?
Yep.
Awesome, thank you. Are you ready for roll call?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Cox.
Aye. And then we're going to go back to item 7J that was tabled. I'm looking for action on that. And then after that, we're going to break and go into closed session and come back around 1:40-ish, somewhere in there, about 45.
Put my motion back on the table.
Would you
without
repeat that?
The,
it's way up in my notes.
So with
thank you.
The motion was to move forward.
Well, is it pretty much what's on?
Minus the
recommended motion minus
do
the
not include
indemnification.
Right.
I can't even say it.
Okay.
I don't think I can spell it either.
Motion.
I can't say.
I'm sorry. My fingers are getting tired, I think. So I have a second motion. Do I have a second?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay.
All righty. Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye, with the caveat that we still have to work out how we deal with these wells that are being affected, the older wells by the new wells. I know that the governor's order doesn't allow that, but we've got to figure it out. So, with that, we're going to go into closed session. Sorry. Wait a minute, ma'am.
And just to follow up, we will be going into closed session to discuss items 11A and 11B, and 11B discussion on exposure will relate to the Public Records Act.
Okay, thank you. And we will hopefully come back. The plan is to come back into session at, I'll say, 1:45.
45.
Is that good?
Yeah, that'll work.